I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
All right. Everybody's missing the significance of this Supreme Court ruling, which was huge with a Y, not merely huge, but huge with a Y. So, you know, it was extra huge. Or sorry, not spinning this right. No. Everybody's, wow, yeah, it's great. He can reuse the Alien Enemies Act. Yes, he can, sort of. He's going to have to have a hearing for each illegal he deports. But yes, he can use the Alien Enemies Act. Yay, we win. No, take a look at what they just did. Oh, this was so much more, and the implications were staggering. In the ruling, 5-4, the winning side said, no judge shopping. Folks, this was not an illegal immigration ruling. This was a judge shopping ruling. They actually used the term judge shopping. Let's put this into Google. How many federal districts, because I'm forgetting, courts are there? How many? 94 district courts. I knew it was either 74 or 94. I couldn't remember. 94 federal district courts in America. But all of the Democrats' cases end up in D.C. Weird, right? How many judges are there? 700. But they all end up in front of Boasberg. Weird, right? In fact, statistically, this is all very well impossible.
You've got Judge Boasberg in the D.C. District Court level that's being assigned cases that are supposed to be random. It's statistically impossible, Laura, for him to get the number of high-profile cases he's gotten. So something's going on right here, going on right now, and it stinks.
Yeah, I'll say. Well, so what they were ruling on, when I first heard about the ruling, I was very surprised because John Roberts is a big open borders guy. I thought, why would he vote that way? He's a Bush guy. They have one value in their religion, and it's open borders, erasure of sovereignty. So, what is it, John Roberts? And then I realized when I read the details, oh, this is not the ruling on the Alien Enemies Act. They're saying, yes, you can use it, but you got to have a hearing for each one. And those will be appealed all the way up to Supreme Court. Trust me, this is going to go on for years. These Trendy-Aragua dudes will still be sitting here by the time Trump leaves office, a lot of them. But and Judge Roberts knows that. What Judge Roberts did, the reason he voted with the majority, even though he's an open borders guy, he was ruling on, can you judge shop? And the court and the court said, no, you can't. Democrats cannot file every case in the D.C. district. Why? For the same that, but the court wrote what I've been saying. You can't pick your favorite one out of 94. You have to go with the one you have jurisdiction in. That was Texas. And so that's what this court case said. No. They were deported from Texas. That is the jurisdiction. Go sit before a Texas judge. Well, Democrats don't want to because it's not going to go their way. Now, the other problem is if they can't get Boasberg, Boasberg's family takes in hundreds of thousands of dollars every year from their Democrat NGOs, funded by you, the taxpayer. Democrat, his daughter works there. His wife makes hundreds of thousands of dollars a year for her pro-abortion NGO. The daughter works for a pro-illegal immigration NGO. And his sister and a brother, they run hundreds of thousands of Democrat taxpayer dollars. And I guess mine too, through their NGOs. He's totally owned. I mean, they got him. That's how he lives in a $2.25 million mansion. He only makes $200,000 a year. They wanted that guy. And folks, I opened the show with this today, the first hour, this incredible lawsuit in which the Democrats, and I was very good for them, finally admit, yes, we want illegals to vote. They are actually suing the Trump administration to stop him from running the voter rolls against federal immigration databases, which, by the way, used to be done in this country before Joe Biden. You didn't need an executive order for it. It was just standard. Biden blocked it. Why? Because we know why. They loaded almost 6 million illegals onto those. They gave them Social Security numbers illegally, and they put thousands of them on the voter rolls, if not millions. We've only looked at three states. We found thousands registered to vote. Many did. Within 3 days of Elon Musk doing that presentation on where all of the Democrats' voters were and how they were building a shadow voting electorate of illegals, just like I've always told you, they filed this lawsuit. Where'd they file it? Say it with me. D.C. District Court. They were going to run this by Boasberg. There's other liberals on that court, too. They're all liberal. There's 11 of them.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
One court out of 94. Now think about this for a minute. Texter pointed this out earlier. This was a 5-4 decision. Razor's edge. Amy Coney Barrett, who might as well have written her dissent with crayon, actually voted with the Liberals. Think about where we'd be this morning. She sided with the Liberals. This would have opened up a total era of lawfare. We were on the razor's edge. Thank God Roberts went with us. Because you know what the Democrats would be able to do? They'd be able to walk into Boasberg's courtroom with every single case. Or at a minimum, have it heard. These two on illegal immigrants, they're trying to block Trump from checking to see if their citizens say they have a right to vote. No, they don't. They filed it in Massachusetts and D.C. Well, they did that a couple of D's before this ruling. So I don't even think those cases could be heard there. Now, I think those cases are probably null and void. They're going to end up in each state. They're going to end up in those jurisdictions. They're not going to get an uncorrupt judge who's not an automatic liberal to go for that. They're not. You know what this just did to them? They are yowling in pain. But here, folks, the scary part, Amy Coney Barrett tried to give them the ability, just the Democrats, because we never get away with it, to judge shop. Do you know what that would have meant? Judge Boasberg and maybe a handful of other liberal judicial dictators might as well have installed cubbies in the Oval Office so Trump could just, you know, look over and go, is this okay? Can I do this? You're going to let me? Amy Coney Barrett was on board for that. That's what her vote ultimately means. She nuanced herself in her decision, but does it matter? Folks, we've never had that. That would be totally new. That would be a judicial dictatorship run out of the D.C. district courts. And we'd never have a Republican presidency again. Do you know how close we just came to a judicial coup led by Amy Coney Barrett? And of course, you know, I expect the left-wing sisters on the court who don't have 10 IQ points, you know, among them to do that. I don't know what she was. She's just hateful. And you know what else she is? Democrat. Told you. Some of you got so mad at me for screaming about Trump appointing her. Never doubt me. I knew exactly what she was. And this proves it. So folks, here we are. We have power. We control the House, the Senate, and the presidency. And we just came this close to a coup. The Trump presidency would have ground to a halt if one other Supreme Court justice voted with Amy Coney Barrett and the liberals. This would be a whole new day in America. We've never lived like this before. Again, the way these districts were when they were created by Congress, very simple. You go to the judge in the district where the question, a legal question, occurred. The only other way to do it would be we'd have to just demolish them. Congress would. I don't know if Mike DeKnife can get the votes for that. But we just almost had a judicial coup. We just almost had a coup against the Republic overnight. Wow. That, you know what? Just thank God for that. When you understand what was at stake here.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill it deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skene strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.